Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Tes. We're holding at the fourth line from the top of the Yomig, where the Gemara begins, Esve Abaye. So to remind us what the sugya was about, we had a machloikis on the Omid Beis between Rav Chizda and between Rabba. What was the machloikis? The machloikis was whether a katan can be moilid, impregnate a woman, so that she will give birth, even though the husband, the man, is only a katan, he's not bar mitzvah yet. Is that possible? Rav Chizda says, yes, it's possible. And therefore, he says we have to have a special limud, the Gabi Hilchis ben Tzayra Moira. What limud are we talking about? If you go back to Amr Rav Chizda, it's about two-thirds down the Amud. Amr Rav Chizda, cotton shahoylid, you have a cotton, he's only 12 and a half years old. He could be younger, but let's make it 12 and a half. Ein benoi nasa ben Tzayra Moira. He has a child. He's now, by the time the child was born, perhaps he was already bar mitzvah, in other words, the father was already bar mitzvah, but he was a cotton that was moiled, the cotton that impregnated the woman, wife presumably, and she thereafter gave birth. What's the din? This baby that's born, now we move ahead, fast forward 13 years, this baby happens to be a real brat. He is going and stealing and killing just to be able to eat a tartim or basar, and drink a chatziloi giyayin, so he meets all of the definitions and requirements for ben tzeremayah. However, since his father was a katan at the time that he impregnated the mother of this young fellow, no din a ben tzeremayah. Why? Because it said in the pasuk ki yeh li'ish ben tzeremayah, and the Gemara darshins li'ish ben v'loy leben ben. If the father at the time of impregnating the mother was still a ben, he wasn't even an ish yet, he was still 12.9 years old, but not 13 years old, then there's no din of ben tzeira moira on the ben. So obviously from this drasha we see that Rav Chizda holds that a cotton can impregnate a woman and become a father, so to speak. We go down to the last three lines of the Amid, Upliga de Rabba. The Amid Rabba, cotton ain't no moilet. No, a cotton does not have that power to be able to impregnate women. Yes, already at the age of 9 years old, he's able to go and be a barbia. That's true. But not because of that do we say that automatically that his zera is potent to be able to go and impregnate that woman that he's living with. So, machloikis, can a cotton be moilid? Can a cotton not be moilid? Let's try to bring rais. Esve Abaye. Fourth line for the top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Ish. Now, where is this ish that we're talking about? This is talking about an asham shivcha charufa. A shivcha charufa means a shivcha that has been dedicated to an eved to go and be his mate. And then now someone goes and lives with her. Now, whether it's talking about that it's only a shivcha, or whether it's chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayrin, that's not the discussion of our Gemara, that's a machloikis elsewhere. But for those of you that have the Torah or a Shalim, number Aleph or number 1, the ish ki ishka ves ishi shichva zera, you have a person who goes and lives with a shivcha charufa. Charufa means that she is dedicated exclusively for a particular eved. And what happens? The hi shivcha necharefes le ish v'hofti lo nevdasa. Zat Moichel, Robert, please put yourself on mute.
Is this a Hebrew servant or Canaanite servant?
The Eved that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is he a Canaanite servant or is he a Jewish servant? I'm not sure. I think we're talking about a Jewish servant, but I'm not sure. But Lemaisa, he was quote-unquote married to this Shivcha. And what happened? And now a third party lived with her. So it's similar to an Eishes Ish, but it's not really Ishus, because we're talking about an Eved and a Shivcha. So what's the din under those circumstances? There is no din of Misa, like you normally would have by an Eishes Ish, but instead he has to go and bring a Karban. That Karban is called Asham Shivcha Charufa. Okay. Now the beginning of the pasuk is the Ish. Is Darshi Mar Ish, Eli Ela Ish, then Test Shonri Yemechad, Shiroi Levia Minai. What happens if it wasn't a full fledged Ish, meaning over Bar Mitzvah, but it was only a 9 year old or a 10 year old that went and lived with this Shiv Charufa? Would he also have that same status of having to go and bring a carbon and cause her to have whatever she has to bring? Minai, Tamaloimar, the Ish. Ah, the Ish means that we are including in this case the cotton. Now, Presumably we're not require him to go and bring a korban because he's not even a bar mitzvah yet. However, what the Gemara does not tell us is that the lady, the woman that goes and engages consensually with this fellow, with this 9-year-old or 10-year-old, the din is that she goes and gets malchus. So now, the question is, would she get malchus on someone who's less than bar mitzvah? Normally I would say, no, says this braisa, ish en li'ele ish, even though he's only 9 years old and a day, meaning he's already a bar bia, even though he's not bar mitzvah yet, how do I know there too that the hilchois, asham shiv charuf apply, even if he doesn't have to bring the carbon, but she would go and get the pech for living together with him. Tamalema v'ish, from the extra vav. Ah, so what do I see from this? I see from this that a 9-year-old l'chodera can impregnate a woman. Why? He says, just tells us that he can go and live with a woman. He's a balbia. Well, what does this have to do with impregnating and making her pregnant? But the point is, if you look at the pasuk a little bit more carefully, the ish ki yishka ves isha shichva zera. Shichva zera means that when he lives with her, he is being moitzi zera into her. Oh, so this is not just a barbia. That means he actually has zera carried to go and... That's the assumption, is that he is fertile enough to make her into a pregnant woman. So what do I see from this? The Chayyim have a clear raya that a cotton is able to be moivet and impregnate women. Like Rav Chisda, shver on Rabba, because Rabba said, cotton ain't no moivet. Omalei told him, really you have no raya. Yeshloi. Yes, he has sheikh wazera. Ve'ina moivet, however, it is impotent. It's impotent. In other words, it does not have the potency of zera that can go and cause a woman to become pregnant. So he can inseminate a woman, but he can't impregnate a woman. And the Gemara gives us an example. Kitvua shalehiv yeshlish. Dying. What happens if you have tvua that only grew 1/3, and there are already seeds in that tvua, which you want to go and replant for next year? And guess what? Those seeds, you can go and replant them and put them into the ground. Nothing is going to go and grow from them. Why not? Because they're not sufficiently potent, since their ovois, if you will, the tvua from which it was extracted, was only a loyev yeshlish. It didn't even have a third of its growth. Ah, so therefore those seeds are not potent enough to go and create new tvua. The seed that this young man, this 10-year-old, 9-year-old, that he is implanting in her, also is not potent enough to go and create a child. So therefore, says Yomar, I'm sorry?
By Yivon, why does it work to make her Yivon if he cannot impregnate her?
If he's already over 9 years old?
The pasuk says the Yavo allow.
If the Zera doesn't do the Matara of the Yivon, why is Yivon valid?
So the answer is there in the Torah, it doesn't require any Hazruas Zera. It just says Yavoma Yavoy Aleha. The Yavon goes and does be it. And Kuli Alma Moide, from the age of 9 and above, a cotton is already a barbia, and the gabia girl, over the age of 3, she is a basbia. However, that doesn't prove anything vis-a-vis going and impregnating and creating new children. Children can only be created, according to that Mandiyomer, according to Rabba, only after the child is already 13. But if he's still 12.9, bia he can have. He can even be koinah with that bia. Now, normally we would say that a cotton is not koina because he doesn't have enough das. However, because of...
It doesn't impregnate, so the entire darkness of Yibum that was liberated is...
Lakim Zera.
No question about it. The reason why the Kinyan of the Yavam works even though he's not 13 yet is because there was already a pre-existing Zika. So all he has to do is just kind of piggyback on the Zika that was already there.
Not about
Tachlis,
in other words.
You raise the issue of Kinyan. Our Gemara is only addressing one factual issue. Can a cotton impregnate a woman? Yes or no? Rav Chizda says, yes, he can. You hold like Rabba. Rabba was the giant in his day and age. But Rav Chizda disagrees. Rav Chizda says that a cotton can be moilid, and that's why you have to have a special pasuk when it says in the pasuk, ki ele ish ben. Soir Umayra, ish has a ben, not a ben having a ben. Because if you have a 12-year-old, then gives birth to a man, not he himself, but he impregnates a woman, and she gives birth at the age of, he is only 12 and a half, he's 13, and he impregnates a woman, and now there's a child that is born. Everybody wishes him mazel tov. Well, mazel tov, and you're bar mitzvah? No, I became a tati. Really? I can't believe it. Says Rav Chizkiya, it is physically possible. We're not suggesting that this happens every day and night, but at least it theoretically could happen. That's why I have to have a special drasha to go and tell you, Li ish ben v'loy leben ben. Rabba says, the whole thing is impossible. You're talking Alice in Wonderland or Yankel in Wonderland. These things are impossible. So l'choyra have a raya from the fact that it says, l'gabe v'yasham shivcha charufa, that the ish, that the vav comes to tell you, not only a 13-year-old, but even a 9-year-old can be shoychev shichva zera. So we assume that shichva zera means that it has all the potency to go and impregnate a woman. So the Gemara, no, hitaka shichva zera. So when he goes and lives with her, he ejects the shichva zera into her body. But that's gunish. It's like going and pushing in soda pop into the body, because it's no different than that it's not mazir. You can go and plant those seeds for a whole year, but nothing's going to grow out of them because they're not potent.
The argument Metzias comes out.
Sorry, it's machlokes and Metzias, yeah. So whenever you have a machlokes like Metzias, what you have to go and say is, it's really a chashash for a miuta de miuta. In other words, kuli alma moida than on a regular basis, if you have a 12-year-old, a 12.5-year-old, 12.9, it's not going to be moida. It could happen one in a 10,000 times, one in a million times. So do I have to worry about that? Or don't I have to worry about that? Says Rav Chizkiya, it was enough of a metzias that I have to have a pasuk. Says Rabba, that kind of never happens. Yeah, one in a million, don't even worry about it. You don't need a pasuk for it.
I was checking this. The youngest boy to become a father in recent memory is 12 years old.
Oh, so he holds like Rav Chizkiya. That young boy holds like Rav Chizkiya.
How do they know it was 12?
Maybe things have changed today. Maybe because of the food that one eats or the drink that one drinks, maybe that adds potency.
Chemical.
Maybe, you know, some sort of chemical stuff.
The hormones they give the
animals, yeah, a lot of
that they feed people affects the metabolism.
I don't know if you heard that, but Barry says because of the fact that there are different hormones.
Growth hormones. You're like Kennedy with the vaccines.
Yeah, who knows?
That kook.
80-year-olds becoming fathers too, so...
80-year-olds can probably, yeah, 89-year-olds, exactly.
By the way, to answer Robert's question, any type of bia that a cotton does with a yavama is kona, or gadarka, shalok gadarka, so it doesn't have to do something that's molded. Any act of bia is ishtal chodavar.
Very good. You can say that even by a regular husband and wife. If a husband and wife, he didn't give her a ring, the only thing he did was... did that bia, and shaloi that bia was a shaloi kedarka, and right. He said, "Hari atu kudeshesli, the bia shaloi kedarka zu, kedarka mosh bia yisrael." It can also be koina, right? Mishke ve'isha, and a chalami doesn't have to be a that impregnates.
Very. You have to say it in public, shaloi kedarka.
Well, I wouldn't say that. The whole, being mekadisha with a bia is shaloi kedarka. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now, so lemaisa the Gemara says we have no raya from the Hashem shiv charuf. It says in the pasuk Yozid Ish. Now this pasuk has nothing to do with bia or with arois. It has to do with a roitzeach. And the lashon of the pasuk is Yozid Ish al Reihu li horgoi bi orma meyim mizbechi tikochenu lamus. The word Yozid Poshib Shat means a lashon mezid. A person intentionally goes and kills.
Premeditated murder.
Premeditated, exactly. As opposed to if it was accidental, then the pasuk talks about that you have to go to the Ori Miklat. Here we're talking about Yozid Ish, he did it amazing. And the Gemara is Medayik, says Rashi. Why does it use it lashon of Yozid? It could say V'chi Yarshia when a person is a Rasha, and that's the reason why he killed the other person. So what's the lashon of Yozid? The Rashi Gemara. Tana, the way it was Chizkiya Tana, Chiyozid ish mezid umazria, the cotton mezid umazria. What this pasuk has come to tell you is that if you're talking about an ish meaning these are over bar mitzvah, he can be yozid. Now what means yozid? The Gemara tells us yozid means that he has sufficient hormones, if you will, in his body, that his zera can be mazria and can be moiled children. How do I know? Why are you telling me that the word mezid has anything to do with zera? After all, we're not talking about an erva over here. We're not talking about someone living illegally with someone. We're talking about a ritzicha. But the lashon of the mezid comes to tell you, vayozid Yaakov nozid. What's vayozid Yaakov nozid? That's talking about when Esav and Rashi came back from the field. Yaakov had cooked the gezira dashim, the lentils. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar was the Yitzchak Avinu had passed away, and therefore this was now the food for the Avelim. Just like today, you also give the eggs and things like that. Wow. But it shows you that Chayim and Mavis is a galgal choizer ba'olam. So anyway, see, he served them adashim. So the lashon is v'yozid Yaakov nozid. That means he prepared it, and he now gave him something which was fully cooked, and therefore Esav was able to go and eat from it. Ah, so here too, the word v'chiyozid ish means that an ish is able to have within him zera, which is fully cooked, which can go and be mazriya and moilid women. Masha'en kid, if you're talking about a child that is not yet bar mitzvah, he's only 12 and a half, that he does not have in him enough bishul, enough potency in the zera to go and be moilid.
But the pasuk's not really talking. It's like I non sequitur.
There is a connection. Because we have a medrash that on that day, Esav, his twin brother, same age, killed a person over to Barazora and was bo anarum rasa. So I don't know if he impregnated her or not, but he violated her. So we see that his twin brother of the same age. But for a few minutes, was Boyle a woman that day, and now Marissa that day.
So you want to tell me on Mount Sinai, when God was teaching Moses this verse, he said, oh, by the way, this also means, I mean, that's basically what you're extrapolating?
Exactly. What you're saying is exactly right. And you have this frequently in Shas, when the Gemara says, meaning, even though I don't need it in this context, why did Hashem put it there? Don't think it was just, you know, a freebie that you threw in, but rather there was a lesson to be learned from this word v'chiyozid. It could have said v'chiyarshia. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top, it says v'chiyozid. V'chiyozid, it could have said me'afki b'lashon mezid lo'ikosu v'chiyarshia ish. Why does it tell us? L'meimar d'roish be'nami machadrosha. That haimezid means mevashel. It doesn't mean that he does it with premeditated intent, like you said before, but rather it also means b'derech drush that he was mezid, meaning that since he is an ish, his zera is cooking, is bubbling, in the sense that it can go and be mazriya and be moiled women.
Whereas in this kind of murder, he's just hatching a plot to kill somebody.
Right. It has nothing to do with whether his zera is mazri or moiled or not. It's just a drush that we learn because of the fact that Hashem used the term yozid instead of using the term yashia. So what do I see from that? So that's what the Gemara was just trying to go and bring a raya to what we said a moment ago, that yes, a cotton can go and be mazriya. He could have zera. However, not necessarily can he go and be moiled, that is sufficiently fertile. For that you have to have a bishul, and that bishul is by an ish. Ish, it's fully baked, fully cooked, that it can has that potency to go and impregnate. But by a cotton, I have no idea. Don't have another price. Ben v'loy av. What means ben v'loy av? This goes back here on ben tzayru umayra, and it's the reverse case of Rav Chisda. What does it say in the pasuk? Kiya liish ben tzayru umayra. Now, how did Rav Chisda darshan this ben tzayru umayra? He said v'chiya liish ben. It's got to be that the father is already an ish, and he gave birth to a ben. That ben, 13 years later, can be a ben tzayru umayra. However, if the father was not an ish, the father was only a cotton, 13 years later, that baby will not have the status of ben tzayru umayra. Ah, so therefore the drasha that we're talking about is whether the father was roi to be an ish, whether he's already 13 years old, then the son is a ben tzayru umayra. If he's not yet 13 years old, then the child cannot be a ben tzayru umayra. What this Bryce is talking about, my Masha Tanavid Rishmal, is talking about whether the father can be a ben tzayru umayra. That since the Torah says that this father had a child, ish ben, then if he was already bar mitzvah, like Rav Chizkiya said, then the ben could be a ben tzer umara 13 years hence. Here we're talking about whether the father can be a ben tzer umara if he already had a child. If you take a look at the Rashi, ben v'loy av. Look, Rashi, it's about 3-4 lines higher than our Gemara. Ben v'loy av, the gabi ben tzer umara. Ben v'loy av, the kol chasol kedaitach, the mamit ben shekvar noyled loy ben. If you have a boy that's already a father, Shuv ein nasi ben tzer umara, this father cannot be a ben tzer umara, right? Rav Chizkiya was talking about whether the son can be a ben tzer umara 13 years from now. What this Braisa, Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, is talking about is whether this 13-year-old, whether he can go and be a ben tzer umara now, since he is no longer a ben, he is now an ish, he's already given birth to someone. Zokhti mara v'yikotn le moilid, hechidomit yitzvich lemute. If you're telling me that a cotton cannot go and give birth, then I don't need a drasha to go and tell you that if you happen to have a ben tzer umara who happens to be a father, now how would a ben tzer umara be a father? We'll see in the Gemara in a minute how we work out how you calculate the calendar. We're assuming, remember, ben tzer umara is only a 3-month period from 13 years old until 13 and 3 months. Why is that? Like it said in the Mishnah, ad sheyakiv zokin hatachtayin, till there's a facial beard down below and be oisoi mokai. Aha. So then, if during that 3-month period he became a father, then when did he impregnate the woman? When he was a cotton, right? You can't go and impregnate and have a child born within 3 months. Right. So it must be that he impregnated when still a cotton. Ah, and that's what the Pasuk says. I have now in front of me in Beis Din a 13-year-old plus 2 months, and we said mazel tov to him because he became now a father. Finished, he can no longer be a ben tzer umara, because that's what Tani Rabbi Shmuel says. It's got to be a ben tzer umara. It's le'av, and not that this ben tzer umara is already a father. Now the Gemara explains a lot of what we spoke about. Hey Chedam, ilayma di'i aber boser di'i si shtei saris. If you're going to go and tell me that he impregnated the woman after he already was bar mitzvah, he already had shtei saris. The oil in mekami, the lakif kot, is okay. And the baby was born before he had that zokin hatachten down below. That's not enough time, because the time that it takes from the initial shteisaris until the yakiv zokin hatachten, that's all of 3 months. Good. It's impossible for a girl to become uberes and give birth within 3 months. I mean, obviously it's impossible. Minimum is at least 7 months, but not 3 months. The only way that we could be talking about that this child is both a ben tzer umara and he's already a father, it must be that at the age of 12 and 6 months, or what have you, he went and lived with a girl, and now he impregnated her, and now 7 months later, the baby was born. He is now 13 years and a month. Oh, so he is a ben tzer umara, and he's also an av. And that's what the Pasuk comes to tell you, says Tanur Bishmal. Ben v'yav. If the ben tzer umara is already a tati, already a father, then there is no dinim of ben tzer umara. And the oil mekam de lakim zokim. In other words, he impregnated her before he was bar mitzvah, and the baby was born in this short time period of 13 and 3 months. No, I bezoish. I mean, I cut moilit. So I have a clear cut raya to Rav Chizkiya that this is a possibility that the cotton can be moilit, and that's the reason why in between the 13 and 3 months he already had a baby, a mazel tov, he's a father, and that's what the pasuk tells you. He's no longer qualified or eligible to be a ben tzer umara. There's more light. You have no raya whatsoever. Lo oilam di aber boset aisy shteisars. Really, she became uberes after he became already a bar mitzvah, after Shesaris. The oiled bosa di akav zokin. And naturally, the baby was born 9 months or 7 months later, after the 3 month duration of from 13 to 3 months. Ayud kakasha de Reb Kristoi. Reb Kristoi says that you're only a 3 month ben tzer umara time frame. It doesn't go beyond 3 months. And here you're telling me the child was born after 3 months. And the drasha was ben vleav. He wasn't an av during the ben tzer umara period. He only became an av later on. So they said, ben v'loya ro'i l'kroisoi av. What does that mean? What it means is that the drosha of Tana Birbi Shmuel Ben Vulei Av doesn't mean that he was already physically an Av, meaning that his wife, this girl, already gave birth, but rather that we're saying that he is already receiving mazel tovs in shul, that people are saying, oh, we heard the good news that your wife is pregnant. Oh, Baruch Hashem, that means you're destined to be a father shortly. So people are already treating him as if he is a father, but he's not a father yet. Ah, so therefore, Rashi says, if anything now, the Tanur Bishmol and Reb Krus Bedoi now work hand in hand. Until now, we assume that there seems to be an inconsistency. Because Tanur Bishmol says that Ben Tzoyer can already be a father. How is it possible he's already a father? That must mean that he impregnated before he was bar mitzvah. So we can bring a raya against Rabbah. The Rabbah says, Katan Einoi Moilid. So you're going to tell me, well, maybe there's a 9-month period of a child being a Ben Tzoyer Moilid. Reb Krus Bedoi says it's only 3 months. It can't be more than that. Says Rav Dimi, ha toli baha. The reason why Chris Bedoy said, I wouldn't say that's the reason, but that's a simon or a sign that we know that the entire period of the Nesira Moir is only 3 months. You know why it's only 3 months? Because during that period of time, if when he became 13, he lived with a woman, and that woman became now pregnant, at what point will it be nikar that she is pregnant? We have a rule that a woman is nikar after Gimel Chadashim, but not prior to Gimel Chadashim. So once she is Gimel Chadashim, everybody starts saying, oh, you see, Shprinza, she is now pregnant. Obviously she's pregnant, she's already wearing maternity, she has a bulging stomach. Ah, so from that point on, that's when they start calling this Ben Tzoyer Moira fellow that lived with her, they start calling him, oh, Eshanatatala, Baltzanatata. We see that the woman that he's living with, or his wife, is a Baruch Hashem pregnant, so he's going to soon be a father. That's when it's 3 months plus. Prior to 3 months, you cannot tell that she is pregnant yet, and therefore nobody's calling him an Av. And that's what Tanur Bishmol says. He's got to be Ben V'lei Av within that 3 months period, that nobody's going to call him Av yet, because nobody's going to realize that he has impregnated a woman, because he won't see the Uber Nicker until 3 months. So therefore, until 3 months, he's called a Ben. Once it's 3 months plus a day, or 2 days, or 5 days, no longer Ben Tzoyer Moir. You know why? Because the Ben Tzoyer Moir is only when he's still called a Ben, and not when people are ready, either wishing a mazel tov or saying nuzul zayin in a mazel dikashu, that you're soon going to be a father. You know, prepare yourself for being a father, etc., etc. So the two work hand in hand. That up to 3 months he's called a Ben, and he's not called an Av, because more than 3 months he would already be called Tatal, he would already be called an Av. It's not because of that. He's just telling you that's a way to remember the 3 month period of time. And we darshan from Ben Vlei Av, and he would only be called an Av after the 3 months, not prior thereto. So now, since we spoke about this Reb Krus Bedoi, the Gemara goes into this a little bit further. Gufam Reb Krus Bedoi, Reb Shapsi, Kol Yom Mishal Ben Tzoyer Moir, Ein Elu Gimel Chadashim Luvat. Freikim Uvanan Tanan. Our Mishnah didn't say anything about 3 months. Our Mishnah said, Mishi Yovi, Shtei Saris, Vachi Yaakov, Zokit. So doesn't it depend, you know, every child. Some have a Yaakov Zokit a little bit early and some a little bit later. Zokti Gemara, both of these are true, and it's the lesser of the two. Meaning, that if he kev zokin vavagav deloy molo gimel chadashim, he's no longer Ben Tzoyer Moir, because Ben Tzoyer Moir ends at he kev zokin. The molo gimel chadashim, if he's already 3 months, 13 and 3 months, avagav liyikev, even though he is a slow grower in terms of hairs down below, no longer Ben Tzoyer Moir. So it's the earlier of the two. Theoretically, Ben Tzoyer Moir might only be for 1 month, 2 months, from the time of the Shtei Tzaris until Yaakov Zokin. But b'derech klal Yaakov Zokin is after 3, so therefore we say 3. But lav davka, it could be a little shorter, but it can't be longer. 3 months is the maximum, says Krus Bedoi, but it could be that he's no longer Ben Tzoyer Moir at the age of 2.5 months, Lamosh. Dr. Moravait, Yosef Reb Yaakov min ahar koit kami de ravina, fi Yosef v'kom b'shmei de ravuna b'rei de Yeshua, shma min ahar Krus Bedoi, Reb Shapsi, that you let us l'shiva ein ubra nikar l'shlish yomeha. Ooh. So, Reb Yaakov and Harpakoid is raising the following issue. What is the issue that he's raising? You just said now a moment ago that a normal woman, when she becomes pregnant, she becomes pregnant after a third of the pregnancy, meaning after 3 months. You know, that's standard. Normally, a woman that's going to go, in fact, when she goes to the doctor sees the size of the ovary, does whatever, and he says, oh, this is the projected birth date. And they're usually pretty much right. So what's based on? Based on the physicality of the woman and the uber inside. We, of course, are not doctors, but nevertheless, when you see the uber starting to protrude, oh, obviously she's pregnant. It's a typically a three-month period. Now, what happens if this woman eventually does not give birth to a full-term baby? She gives birth to a zibula, a seven-month baby. What happens? What is the metzias? Is it nicker after 3 months like all women, and just at the time of birth, the baby was born prematurely? Or is it a one-third type of test, and therefore, since eventually she gives birth to a seven-month, what's a third of 7 months? That would be 2 months and a third. Because if you multiply 2 months by three, it comes out to roughly 6 months. If you go and multiply a third by three, you get one more month. So you get 7 months altogether. So therefore, isn't it possible that she's giving birth to a zibula, and therefore it should be nicker after 2 months and a third, which means after 2 months and 10 days? The fact that, because Bidoi says, no, you get a full 3 months for purposes of your Ventsayimoyah, doesn't that tell you, can't you go and say from that, Shmamina, that Yoledes L'Shiva ain't Ubra Nikka L'Shlishya Meh? You don't say that the Uber is recognizable, is discernible after a third, but rather you always can only see or notice the protrusion after 3 months. These Alkadaitach Ubra Nikka L'Shlishya Meh, if you're going to go and tell me, you're right, by Zimbla the Uber is Nikka after 2 months and a third, Lamali Gimel. Betray Betilsasagya. Why does Rebbe Kusmidoi say that the total duration of the Bensoda Moir period is that of 3 months? In truth, he should say it could be 2 months and a third. And therefore, once 2 months and a third hit, from that point on, we should no longer call him a Bensoda Moir. He's now an Avsoda Moir. Exactly. So, you have a good raya, but the fact that Kadori says it doesn't depend on 7 months, 9 months, he says a clear rule of 3 months, is it's close, even by a zibula, it's only nicker after 3 months. Amalek Mishkaraya. Could very well be that a woman that's giving birth to a zibula, you could take see the uber is already nicker after a third, meaning after 2 months and 10 days. However, the reason why Ben Tzoyer Moir we give a full 3 months is Il Basaruba, because most women give birth to 9 month full term babies. There's only a small percentage that give birth to a 7 month baby, so going after Roiv, and that's why we're giving a full 3 months instead of 2 months and a third. Amrura Kamei Rav Huna Bereid Rishua Amalei Ubedin Nefashes Mizlin Il Basaruba. When you're talking about the Nefashes, you're talking about killing this young child. Are you saying you're going to go bust a roiv? I tell you, Omer didn't the Torah say b'shaftu eida v'tzilu eida. We have to do whatever we can to try to defend the person who is being convicted, or at least being accused. Shkreich, that you have to go and do the best that you can to go and be matzil, and therefore we should go.
Shorter window.
Exactly, we should make a shorter window.
Avso remore after 2 months and 10 days.
Exactly, you should say after 2 months and 10 days.
He's
done.
Off the hook.
He's off the hook. He'll no longer get any skila for what he just did now with the Tartum of Bosom at the guy.
He won't be on the hook after he's Nisko.
Very good. Shaftei Vitzil later. That Am is Il Basaruba. So, good. How do you go and say, because you go Basaruba, if you're going to extend it from 2 months and 10 days to 3 months, we should try to cut it short as much as possible. I drew a comment to Ravina, this shot gave back to Ravina. Omalei, I'm sorry, I respectfully disagree with you. We do find that when you're talking about legal and jurisdictional technicalities, and we go Basaroyf. Really? Where? Over the fashion, but you'll need the Basaroyf. Vatsanan, didn't we have the Mishnah earlier in our Masechta? What happens if you have two Edim and they are both being made about, for instance, a Ritzicha, and Echer Oim Bishnaim Bachoydish? One says this took place on the second day of the month, the Echer Oim took place Begimel on the third day of the month. All the other details were exactly the same. It was Reuven that killed Shimon, and there was Asra, and they both said it was talking about this particular type of sword or spear or gun or
whatever.
Everybody, exactly. Everything was perfect. The only difference was he said it took place on days l'chodesh Shvat, and he said it was gimel l'chodesh Shvat. What's it then? Eidus and kiyamis. Why? After all, they didn't have calendars in those days, and so therefore, the word whether the bez in Yerushalayim, whether they had some kodesh chodesh, yes or no, many people heard, but many people didn't hear. And this person didn't hear, and that's why he thought it was gimel. He thought it was bez. In other words, he didn't know whether the prior month was a chodesh chaser, a chodesh malek. And therefore, we are mitzarif the two edim, even though they are contradicting one another. We're mitzarif them, and unfortunately, the accused will now be the convicted, and soon the executed. Why do we automatically jump to conclusions and say, probably didn't know Yibishul Chodesh. Maybe he knew very well the Yibishul Chodesh. He knew that it was two, and he knew that it was three. And we have a real Idus Mukheshes, and therefore we should throw the whole case out. Why don't we say the Mishum Devzinu is a Basaruba? This is a monthly thing, particularly we're talking at the very beginning of the month, it's the second or third. Remember, the Gemara said before, once it hits the 15th, by that time, everybody knows because the news traveled. But until that time, they didn't have emails that go viral from here to Africa in 3 seconds. Everything was, you know, it took time until people heard about the Ibr Chodesh, that the Chodesh was a Chodesh Mole, a Chodesh Chaser, Matnish Kibis. So that's the Roiv, Ruba the Inchi Amas. You see that we do go Baser Roiv, even by Nefashois. And I have another right. What's another right? She's only 3 years old, but she can be Miskadesh Bia. Not that she can go and be Miskadesh on her own. Rashi says that the father has to go and submit her to the chosin and say, you can do any way you want. You can do kesser, shtar, bia. That's fine. Then miskadesh bia. If she's less than three, she's not miskadesh bia because the bia is not considered to be a real bia because by the age of three, besuleha choizrin, so it's not considered to be a bia. V'imbo'oleha yavam, if the yavam lived with her, kana, he was kind to her. Why is he kind to her? Because the yavam is kind of a bia, yavam a yavay oleha. She's already a bas bia by the fact that she's already three, but if she would only be 2.5, he can go and do 100 bias. Segunish ben, it doesn't have the status of halachic bia. If she's already over 3 years old and she was miskadeshes bia, she's an ashesish, and somebody comes now and lives with her. I don't know if it can be consensually, because after all, she's only 3 years old. But at least the perpetrator that lived with her,
he is a noyev,
and he's going to go and get chenek, unless you're talking about the Baskoin, and they're going to have a three-way machlokes. What's the din of Baskoin? Exactly. So we won't get into all of that. Umatamis v'yal letamim mishkav tachton ke'elyon. We already discussed this, as you'll recall, a few days ago.
Yeah.
What is umatam the as v'yal letamim mishkav tachton ke'elyon? A nida, or for that matter, a zov or a zova, when they are lying on a bed and they happen to be with their emissions, so therefore she is a bona fide nida, and he's a bona fide zov or zova, etc. What happens is, their metame, their mishkav, that it has a din of a medris, and what is the din of a medris? The mattress or the bed that they are lying on now gets infused with the status of an avatum. And since it's an avatumma, if somebody were to pass by and touch that mattress, whether he knows or not, doesn't know what's going on, but he touched it, he will become tameh, because an avatumma is metameh odam v'kehelim. That's only when you're talking about the nida herself. What happens, a boil nida, he also becomes tameh, usahi nidasa olav. However, when he lies down on a bed, that bed does not become an avatum and only becomes a rishonatum. So therefore, maximum comes metame oichun amashkin, it can't be metame odam v'kelim. So that's what he's saying, that until she's 3 years old, she doesn't have the power to go, even if she is a nida. And Brother Barry will tell us, when Dr. Diamond used to learn with us, he told us that you can even have a child after the child is born, and she already has dam nidus, which is so hard to understand, but there
he's
is such
a pediatrician, so yes.
He knows what he's talking about, no question about it. He's very proficient, and he's a great expert.
I want to thank Yitzhak for all his efforts.
Yitzhak, and officially on behalf of all those gathered here today, and even some that are not gathered here today. We have
I want to thank you for your efforts.
Koya, thank you very much.
Oh. He's leaving?
No. Yes, coming back. Exactly. Anyway, let's continue on. Umatami es bayala, the tam mishkav tachton ke'elyon, so the person who lived with the nida, he is one step removed. He doesn't have the status of going from Av to Rishon, he does have the status of going from Av to Rishon in terms of the bed, that this medris of the bed does not have the status of an Avatama, only a Rishon. But that's only because she's 3 years old. If she was less than 3 years old and somebody lived with her, it's only a status of touching a Nida, which means that he would become a Rishon, and now when he lies down on his bed, the bed might become a Sheni, if at all, and that's it. He wouldn't even become a Sheni because he cannot be Matama or the Mekalim. He can't be Matama the mattress. The mattress would be totally torn. So only because she's 3 years and older, that's why there's a din of Tam Bishkatakya. Okay. Anyway, this is Lekoin. If she's already 3 years old and she married a Koin, Oichel is Mitruma, because she's an Ashes Koin. Well, Lechon min Apsulim. If any of the Apsulim live with her, what a Apsulim?
He's had her
and Kusi, Cholol, Nisin, Mamzer, all of these wonderful guys. She becomes Nischalala, and she can no longer eat Shuma anymore, and she can no longer marry a Koyin, because she's either a Zoyna or a Chalala, whatever. And if she lives with any of the Arois from Bateira, such as her father, her brother, whatever, Moms and Alea, they get Misa. The Iptur, of course, she's Potter, because of the fact that she's not that mitzvah. She's only 3 years old. Okay. Let me ask you a question. We said in this Braisa that if a person were to go and live with this 3 year old after she was niskadish through her husband, it's a case of Eishes Ish. Faitimor, a case of Eishes Ish. The Eima Vamai, Eima Ayunasi, Vadaita Dohachi Le Kodesh. Maybe, after all, she's only 3 years old. There's no way of knowing when she's going to become 12 whether she's going to form into a mature young lady. Or maybe she's an islandess and she will never form into a mature young lady because, in fact, she is not able to go and have children, unfortunately. And if the husband finds out that his wife is an islandess, he's immediately going to go and say, it's a mekach tois. I only married her because I was hoping to have children. I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of pru or avu. And if she can't be mekayim this mitzvah, it's a mekach tois. And if it's a mekach tois, it means the kedushin was not chal. If the kedushin was not chal, what's this business about going and chayiv olev mishemeches ish? Is the haraya elav demirin zil basaruba v'rei noshin lav islandess? What's the percentage of women islandess? And a very small percentage. Therefore, there are. But it's a very small percentage. And therefore, the noshin lav islandess. And that being the case, Zokti Gemara, since Broiv women are not islandess, that's why it says in this braisa, you give misa. Oh, is the haraya that even by din nefashis, the gabi certain halachas, you do go basaroiv.
Maybe not a mayor, but.
Exactly. Okay. It's not a legal mayor.
Okay, fine. That's a different discussion. But for purpose of our Gemara, the Gemara says, don't automatically go and say, you asked the kasha, and you said that the reason why we go after 3 months instead of after 2 months and a third is because al piroiv, most women give birth to 9 months of children full term. And then you said, God, come on, that's roiv. And we have a din of fashion to go after roiv. Says, well, yes, we do find that you go bus a roiv by various halachas. Number one, legabe the edim that are so to each other. He says two, he says three. Throw out the edis. No, we don't throw it out because go bus a roiv. Roiv menchi, roiv inchi, toy be ibur di archa. Have a second riot. She's an Eishesish. What Eishesish? Maybe she'll turn out to be an islandess, and then there was never an Eishesish because it was a mech of toys. So you see, he goes, what's a right? The Choyra have a good two solid rights. Everything more like that we said in this second case. The Gemara doesn't question the first case. First case with the two Eidim, two and three, that's a good riot that you go, what's a right? But over here, we don't have a good riot. Why don't have a raya? My chayiv aleha diktoni. When it says in this brisa that v'chayiv aleha mishum eishes ish, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about bringing a carbon. We're not talking about giving misa because ein hachanami. Since it might turn out that she's an islandess, you can't go and kill somebody based on that. Therefore, we deem it like to be a shoygig, and we do not we go basaroy, but we can't go and kill because of. Hey, right,
even a korban would be chun ba'azara.
Yomori doesn't discuss that. Look, that's a good point. If you go to the top Rashi, you see korban ubishoy gig. So as lina basarub, we take a go basaroy. And mikol lekalina mishem roiv, because of roiv, we're not going to go and give misa. But your point is a good point. What would be the din? Chayy have chun ba'azara. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so. Therefore, we've said, we're not talking about an Eishes Ish with Misa, we're talking about giving out a carton. Frank tomorrow, At the very end of this price, it says, that we give Misa. Why do you go and give Misa? After all, she might be an islandess. One second. When we're talking about over here, that means like a brother, like a father, like a blood relative. It's a blood relative. Makes a difference. She's an island, it's not an island. Right. A sister is a sister, a daughter is a daughter, a mother is a mother.
It's a blood relationship, not the issues.
Very good. So Rashi explains that the term over here, kol aroyis, although that's what we normally think of, something which is incestuous, however, it does include more than that. It includes all the aroyis which are set forth in Parshas Achrei Mois and Parshas Kedoshim, which include aroyis that are not blood relatives, but only relatives through marriage, such as, Rashi gives an example, what happens if this, the girl wouldn't live with the mother-in-law, but the girl couldn't live with the father-in-law. And what's the din of a father-in-law living with a girl? That's one of the aroyis in the Torah. That's kalosai, right? A father-in-law that with his kala, and that's what he said is one of the niskalim, you have a kala. Oh, and that's what the Torah calls also erva. That's in the whole Parsha of Arayis. And therefore, the Gemara is assuming that this imbol lechem mikol Arayis is not only talking about a blood relative, but a relative through marriage. And it says mumsin. When if it's a relative through marriage, maybe it wasn't an effective marriage because maybe she was an islandess, and therefore it was a mekach toyes. And you see mumsin al yada. Everything more of the bavaliya means we're not talking about those cases like a father-in-law. We're talking about a father. Frey Timura, give me a break. It doesn't say only the father, or only the son, or only the brother. It says any one of the arois. And any one of the arois would include, for instance, a marital relation type of erva, such as the father-in-law. Says the price is talking about the kibla ilave. That this husband that married this girl, even though she was only 3 years old in a day, it doesn't only have to be 3 years old, she can be 6 years old, whatever. He said to her, you know, you are so gorgeous, and you're so pretty, and you're such a tzniastik, and I see you're so mature at this young age. Even if it turns out that you have to show me an islandess, I want this to be a kesher shel kayama. He waves his right, so to speak, to go and say, mekakoyis, so then it's a full-fledged eishes ish, take. And that case, then mumsoleh. Of course it's a shtikala, toichik pshat, because normally people are going to get married to women, they don't say, I'm marrying you, even if it turns out you to be an islandess or something like that.
He already had kids from his other wife.
Oh, okay, Kenzain, yeah. Okay, good.
Can you go to Hacham and get that gnome?
We'll get to the sex in the Dorim and Shavuos, we'll talk about mother. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, so bottom line is they do not have a raya from this Braisa which we just quoted. Why don't they have a raya? Because it's talking about a situation where he told the girl in advance, after she was three and after she was boiler, or during that time he said, I don't care, you're islandess, nish islandess, we are married for life, it's 120, and Mir Hashem, hopefully we'll have simchas. But if we don't, I have children from other marriages, like you said, from a previous wife, or from a co-wife. Anyway, but bottom line is, since we're talking about that it was a full-fledged marriage, so it's not that we're going baser roiv, we're going baser vadai. There's no roiv over here. So no raya from what we just said. So now we go off a little bit on it.
So we still have, we go baser roiv and fashos by the Adam case.
Right, exactly.
That's still intact.
Exactly right. So that raya blipes. This raya is nishkarai. Tanurban, hamisuleles bibno kotem. The word mesuleles, says Rashi, is a Russian pritzus. You have a mother who is never probably slightly deranged, and she's living together with her own bino kotem, her son, who is not bar mitzvah yet, just a kotem. We don't know yet what the age is. We're going to address that momentarily. The harama. And the cotton didn't make a full-fledged bia. He only did harroah. We always have a machlek. Is exactly what harroah means. Does it mean nishika mibachutz? Or does it mean hachnosas atorah? That the atorah went in, but that was it. There was no gibar bia. What happens now? Now, the Gemara didn't tell us until now, but we'll see in a moment that this mother not only was she was deranged and living with her bino katan, but she also happens to have been a baskoi. So Meshami Omen Pasal Menekuna. From now on, she's Pasal Menekuna. It doesn't have to be. She could be Yisraelis. But she's Pasal Menekuna because, as Rashi, Meshavya Lo Zoyna. Because a Hara is Kigmar Biadami, Mishkeve Isha. Mishkeve Isha is really coming to tell you the din of Cheshloi Kedarka. But since it said in the Torah twice the din of Hara, one by Nida and one by Choyseim, and we learn Kola Shiyas Mikola, so therefore all of them are included. Exactly. So Hara applies the whole waterfront vis-a-vis all of the arais. Okay, so there was Hara over here, Beishami Omen, Pasal Mekuna, from this point on, she is a Zayin. Period. No, she's not a Zayin. She can go and continue marrying a Koyin, or if she was a Bas Koyin, she can eat Truma, etc. Now the question of is, what is the machloikis between Beishami and Beisil? So Omer Abchir, Rabbi Bar Nachmini, Omer Abchir, Zviyam, Omer Abchir, Zviyam, Zviyiri, Hochel, Ha'koy, Moidim, Beben, Teish, Shonu, Vyemech, Shabi, Yosef, Bia. Remember, it just said Hamisulel's been not cotton. It didn't tell us the age. If the child was already 9 years old, everybody agrees the Yosef Bia, and therefore even Basil would agree that Hosla Menakahuna, because it's the Bia with a young man 9 years old, where there's a Bar Bia. If it's Bachus Ben Shmoina, if the child is only 7 years old, not 8 years old yet, everybody agrees ain't Yosef Bia. No discussion. Lo Nechlikul El Ben Shmoina. What happens if it's between age of 8 and 9? Now, Rabbi say normally we don't find this throughout Shas. We always have that rule of 9-year-old, 9-year-old, 9-year-old. But our Gemara is telling us, and in fact, Beis Shammai disagrees. Beis Shammai says you can already be a Bar Bia from the age of 8. Where does Beis Shammai take this from? Beis Shammai Samri Gomri Midoris Rishayim. Because in the times of the Heilige Torah, as we're going to see in a moment, children were born to boys that were only 8 years old. Really? Yes. Yeah, that was then. But today is now. Now there's no such thing as an 8 year old becoming a father. And an 8 year old is not even a bar via. It's got to be at least 9 years and old. How do I know that in the times of the Doris Rishon, that means in times of the Tanakh, that you had fathers that not only were bar via, but they were able to impregnate women at the age of 8. Minolin the Oibit. So from here to the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara is going to try to bring 3 or 4 rayas. It would be best if everybody knew Tanakh by heart, but even if we don't, we're going to try to do the best we can to put the puzzle pieces together.
This is a totally different category than we had earlier, where we said you can't,
Here we're saying it's both Mazriya and Molded. Right. That an 8 year old not only can be Mazriya, but even Molded.
The nature change.
Apparently. But nevertheless, Bishamli says we still learn from Doris Rishonim. Just in case we find a report that goes viral of an 8 year old that had a child, don't think that this is the first time in history. It happened in the times of Tanakh. Where do we see this? Ilay Mirchsib says, Halizuiz Basheva Bas Eliyom, Eishes Uri Hachiti, Uksiv Eliyom Ben Achi Teufel, Hagiloini. And it continues on. So now before we continue on, we have to remember that there are 4 generations. The first generation is Achitofel. Achitofel's son was Eliam, like it says, Eliam ben Achitofel. Eliam, that was generation number 2. Eliam had a daughter by the name of Bathsheba. That's generation number 3. Bathsheba had a child by the name of Shloima HaMelech. So therefore we start off with an Elzezeda. In other words, a great grandfather. The great grandfather is Achitofel. He had a son, Eliam. He had a granddaughter, Bathsheba, and a great grandson by the name of Shloima HaMelech. So, what does it have to do with 8 year old? We'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yisai. Shloima HaMelech is now being born. David HaMelech called Shloima HaMelech Yedidya, Bavur Hashem. Because he was considered to be like Yedid of the Rabbi Yishlom, Yedid Ka, so he called him Yedidya. But we're referring to Shloima HaMelech. Okay. Uksibin, it says, Vayhi Lishnasayim Yaman, 2 years later, Vayugoizim Li Avsholim, and they were doing Giziza, that means they were shearing the sheep of their wool, those that belonged to Avsholim. Uksib Avsholim Barach, Vayelech Gishura, that Avsholim ran away from David HaMelech. David HaMelech was very angry at Avsholim because he killed Amnon, which was his half-brother. Why did he kill him? Because of Masa Amnon and Tamar. Anyway, Avsholim fled, and he went to Geshur. He was there for 3 years. Now, if you add the 3 to the 2, in other words, we said by Shloima HaMelech, that Shloima HaMelech, by he, 2 years after Shloima HaMelech was born, But he goes to Avshalom, they were shearing the sheep. And then it says, Avshalom Barach, and he ran to Geshur, and he was there for 3 years. So by the end of the time that he was in Geshur, the Klein Shlom HaMelech has now grown to the age of five. Uksiv, Vayeshav Avshalom B'Yishalayim Shnayim Yom. And then Avshalom left Geshur, and he came to Yishalayim, and he lived there for 2 years. But even though he moved to Yishalayim, B'Pnei HaMelech Leiroa, Avshalom's father was David HaMelech, he didn't even go once to go and say, good morning, Tati, how you doing, how you feeling? Because Avshalom and David HaMelech were at loggerheads, and eventually Avshalom made a major, major merida, mutiny against his own father, as we know. Anyway, so how many years do we have so far? Now we're up to seven, because it was two originally, and then three more in Geshur, and now 2 years in Yerushalayim, 7 years old. Uksiv, Vayimi Ketz Aboyim Shana. This Aboyim Shana is, it should not mislead you. This is really unrelated to the story. Rashi says this Aboyim Shana has to do with the time when Shaul HaMelech started off in Melucha, when Klal Yisrael asked Simolai Melech, we'd like to have a Melech like Kol HaGoyim, and then he became the Melech Shaul. So he was a Melech for 40 years, but that has nothing to do with the calculations, so don't be thrown off.
He wasn't a Melech for 40 years, he was 40 years.
You're right, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I didn't mean that for you. I'm just saying.
He was a Melech for a couple of years, 2 years or so.
Yeah, exactly. So the 40 years is from that, but nothing to do with these calculations with Avshalom, etc. And with Achitoyfel, put that aside. V'yayim Avshalom El HaMelech. So Avshalom says to the king, meaning to David HaMelech, El Chano, and I want to be Mishalim es Nidori Asher Nidarti L'Hashem B'Chevroin. I want to go to Chevroin over there. There was no Beis HaMikdash yet. There happens to be, there was a Boma Gedoyle in Chevroin. And I want to go and bring my Kabbonis over there in Chevroin. Uksiv, V'achitoyfel ro'o kivoynes so atzosoy. So now, Avshalom and David HaMelech had had a number of battles, and David HaMelech had lost some of those battles, and he was worn out. Achitoyfel was a yoyetz, and he gave advice to Avshalom, this is the best time now to attack against your father, and you'll win. And Avshalom declined the advice, he rejected it, and he listened to others that said, this is not the time to fight, let's take a break, a short ceasefire, and then we're going to start hostilities once again. Uksip, Achitoyfel ro, Achitoyfel saw, Kilinesa et Tosai, that his Eitzah was not accepted by Avshalom. But Yachvish is a chamor, and then he went and rode his donkey, he prepared the donkey, for Yaakov Yelich al Beisai, El Iroi, for Yitzav al Beisai, he gave them a final and last will and testament, and then, for Yechonik, and then he killed himself, he committed suicide. Don't be upset. I mean, you shouldn't be upset, but it happened already a few years ago.
All because he didn't accept his advice?
That's it. Again, Mishum, the Tanakh Shir will wax about this at great length. You can go to Rebbe Steinberg that gives a beautiful Tanakh Shir in the Koil. But that's what happened. So what happens now? It says in the Pasuk, that a person who is a Mirma, bad guy, will not even live half of his life. Now, what is the normal lifespan? So that means he's not going to even live 35 years. So how long did Achitoyfel live? The time Doyeg and Elish Doy was Taka Ulza Anshidoma Mimirma, so he lived 34 years. Achitoyfel and Elish Loishamishalish, he only lived 33 years. So he stayed not in the Bryce. Okay. What have we concluded now? We've concluded that Achitoyfel died at the ripe young age of 33. Kamahavyulahu, how much do we have? Klosin with class, 33, like we just said. Now, how old was Shlomo Melech at this time? We said he was 7 years old. Dal Sheva, if you subtract 7 to have Shlomo, that Shlomo was already 7 years old. Pashaluhu Esav Shis. Now you're left with that at the time that Shlomo Melech was born, he, Achitoyfel, was 26 years old. 7 years later, Shlomo is 7 years old. And 7 years later, he, Achitoyfel, passed away at the age of 33. Okay, so dal tartishni litlosa iburi ishtakach dechol chad v'chad bitamni oilid. What the Gemara is saying is, if you're saying that Achitoyfel was 26 at the time that Shlomo Melech was born, so let's now work frontwards, backwards, if you will. You backwards, frontwards, it depends which way you look at it.
Yeah,
Achitoyfel had given birth first to Eliam. Eliam had given birth to Basheva. Basheva had given birth to Shlomo, all in a span of 26 years. How is that possible? Muzach Zayin, that each time they were 8 years old, meaning Achitoyfel at the ripe old age of 8 impregnated the
Mrs. Achitoyfel,
and they had a child of Eliam. When he was 8, he would now, he lived with a wife, the Mrs. Eliam, and they had a child. And
what
was that was Basheva. So this is already 16, or at the age of 16, right? Vis-a-vis Achi Teufel. And now, seven, 8 years later, then Basheva gave birth to Shlomo Melech, so that's 24, 3 times 8. So why did we say that it's 26? It should only be 24. So Rashi explains, yeah, but you also have to talk about the months of pregnancy.
Right.
When a woman becomes pregnant, she doesn't give birth on the spot. She takes her 8 months. And, well, I mean 7 months, if you're talking about a Zibala. And you also have to assume that after a woman gives birth, that she doesn't, automatically go into pregnant immediately. You have to wait at least a month. Why do you have to wait a month? Because if she happens to be seeing blood for the time that she was from the later, so you have to add an additional month for that.
The 40 days.
Yeah, the whole
40 days and then the 80 days for a daughter.
Yeah,
right,
the Gemara doesn't go into all of that. The Gemara says, we know you, you know it all. Mitzvah and Nida will go through all the cheshbonos. But that's why the Gemara says over here. So, starting again. So, Kol Yemei Shno Yisav was 33. Kam Havye, close to the time. We go into Dal Sheva, we go and subtract 7. Dav Shlem, Shlem Melch was 7 years old. Bashul Esav Mishlis, so they have 26 years later. Left. Dal Tartishni, subtract initially from the 26 years, 2 years, Litlasa Iburi, for 3 pregnancies. The 3 pregnancies, explains Rashi, is the 7th month, 7 months of a Zibala, plus 1 additional month before she becomes pregnant, etc. So you have 8 months altogether. How much is 3 times 8 months? 24 months. 24 months is 2 years. Super so therefore, bad. I only have 24 years left. So therefore, Achi Teufel gave birth when he was 8 years old. It's really 8 years and then 8 months. Well, put the months aside. So 8 years, he had the son Eliam. But Achi Teufel was 16. He was already a Zayda because Eliam gave birth to Bathsheba. When he was 24, he was already an elder Zayda because he had Bathsheba. And she had Bathsheba. And then Bathsheba had Shloima Melech, so therefore we have altogether the 3 times 8. So we have a Raya, the Bedurians, the Rishonim. They gave birth at the age of 8 years old. Yeah, it's good. Everybody follows the Cheshbon. Who says, maybe the 2 men, when they gave birth, in other words, Achi Teufel was already 9 years old. Eliam was already 9 years old. How much is 9 plus 9? 18. Ah, you said, but we're still missing, we still have 8 years, which is really less than that because you have to take off the pregnancies, the whole geshefts. So, my Duma Travai, Betesha Oilid, Ubasheva Oilida, Bishis. Basheva gave birth at the ripe old age of 6. So, if you add 9 plus 9 is 18, plus 6 is 24, and then you add the 2 years for the 3 pregnancies, so then you have 26. Now, you're going to tell me, why would it be at 6 years old? It's a baria, babari, because a girl is much stronger physically than a boy. And I'll bring you a raya teda. To Havila Vlad Meikara. The Pasuk in Tanakh tells us that Basheva's first child was not Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech was child number 2.
Right.
She had a previous child that never died in infancy. Right. So you see that she already gave birth earlier. So bottom line is we have no raya that it's 8 years old. It could be by boys. Even the time of Tanakh, you had to be at least 9. Yeah, this Taka Chiddush. It's not only that they're barbia, they can also be moilet, maskin. But bottom line is you have no right to 8. Maybe it's 9. Suzuki Mora, Elami Hacha. Brand new right. Everybody knows Terach had 3 sons, Avram, Noch, and Haran, and Haran had 2 daughters, 1 Milka and 1 Yiska. The Avram gadol mi Nochar, Shana. The Nochar gadol mi Haran, Shana. This doesn't say Beferish, but the Gemara is just assuming that since it says Avram, Noch, and Haran, presumably we're going from Bechor to second son to third son. Presumably Avram was the oldest son. How old would he be older than Nochar? At a minimum, he would be approximately a year older, right? Assuming that it was a 9-month pregnancy and another month, Lavdafka, full year, 8 months, 9 months, but he was older than Nochar, and Nochar, assuming, was older than Haran, because we're going in order. Okay. So Nimtza Avram, Godel Shtei Shana Mihar. So now, it turns out that Avram is 2 years older than Haran. Uksiv. V'ikach Avram and Nochar have Noshim, Shem O'achas with Milka and Yiska. Avram married Yiska. The Omer of Yitzchak, Yiska Zusara. Oh, Yiska is Sori Menu. Why is he called Yiska? See, what it says, Tupshat. V'lamadikah Shua Yiska, Shesoicha Beruach HaKadosh, because she was as if surrounded.
Saturated.
Oh, very good. Or shmeared from Lashon Sicha with Ruach HaKadosh, Vayin Dechsiv, Kol HaShetrim Alecha Sori Shema Bekoila, because Sora Rashi says in Chumash was even a greater Nevi'ah in Ruach HaKodesh than Avraham Avinu. Hard to believe, but it's true. Good. So that's number one. Everybody would bask in her beauty. That's how beautiful she was. Oh, Uksib. And now it's in the Pasuk. Now the key is the rest of the Pasuk, where it says that when Avraham Avinu got the report from the Malachim that he's going to have Baruch Hashem a son, he was so happy. Can you imagine? I will be 100 years old at the time, and I'm going to have a boy. She's going to be 90 years old. She's going to have a boy. Wow, what a wonderful
symbol. 10 years difference in that he married her.
Ah, so what do we see now? How much older was Avram than Sarah made him? As a Shonim, 10 years. The Koshish Miavua, how much older was he than the father of Sarah, which was Haran, Tartan Shnin, 2 years. Because we just said, right, he was 1 year older than Haran, 2 years older than Haran. Ishtaka, ki older Haran, Lisara, Betamni Olida. Musach Zayin, that Haran gave birth to Sarah when he was all of 8 years old. And therefore, what happens is now that he older Haran, Lisara, Betamni Olida. And therefore,
Aaron was molid at the age of 8.
How do I know that he was molid at the age of 8?
Because he was 2 years younger than Avram. Avram was 10 years older than Haran's daughter Sarah. 8 plus 2 is 10.
Exactly. So don't we have a raya l'chayr from this that you can be molid at the ripe old age of 8 years old? That's what we see by Haran. 8 years old, he had a daughter, and that at that time, Avraham Avinu was 10 years old. How could he be only 10 years old? After all, the Haran is only 8 years old, he's having a child. That's right. He is a child. He had a child at 8 years old. And Avraham was 2 years older than Haran, and that's why he was 10 when Sarah Imenu was born. So, Chayyav, have a good Tarai. Maybe the order is not accurate in terms of biologically, but in chronology. And rather we're saying that Avram was the smartest, he was the biggest tzaddik and a kodesh, and that's why we put him number one. But not that he was the oldest. Maybe Taka Haran was the oldest, and if you have no rai at all, Teda, if you're going to tell me, where do we find this? The Kachosh of Lukra, Derech Achmosan, where do we find it? It says by the B'nai Noyach. V'yi Noyach ben Chom Yishmei Yishonah, v'yi Yodet Noyach Eshem Eschom Yisof. He had three sons. So now, it sounds like Shem is the Gadol Micham, right? He's the oldest. Shana, and Micham Gadol Miyafah Shana. So therefore, Shem was 2 years older than Yefes, and this happened when Noach was 500 years old. And now, fast forward 100 years, he's now 600 years old. Okay, so how old would Shem be at that time? He'd be 100 years old, right? Because he was the oldest. Uksiv, Eilat told Shem, Shem ben Me'ashana, Vayolid Esach Pachshod, Shunasayim Achra Mabel. After the Mabel was over, Shem was 100 years old, which means at the time of the Mabel, he was only 98 years old. But didn't you just say now he was the oldest? And he was born at when Noach was 500. And now 100 years later, Noach is 600, he should be 100. So why is Vayodah Zarpashad, Shunasayim Achra Mabel, he's Ben Meya Shana now, he should be Ben Meya Vetartin. Freedom Ben Meya Shana, Bar Meya Vetartin, Shinan Hava. He's 102. Right? Because if at the time of the Mabel he was 100, and now 2 years later when Arpachshad is born, he's 102, why are you saying 100? Muzdach Zayin, that in fact Yefes was the oldest, and Shem was the youngest, and Yefes was 100 at the time of the Mabel, and when Arpachshad was born, then he would have been already 102, but not Shem. Shem was only 98 at the time of the Mabel, he became 102 years later. So just like over there, it's Derech Chachma. Hachanami Derech Chachma and Kachash of Luhu. And Rav Kahana says, I have another raya that in fact by Shem, Chom V'yofis, it's out of order biologically. Because Omer Rav Kahana, Amrit L'shman, Mekam Derev Zvid, Mi'nedom, Omali, Atun Mi'hochma Sisan. V'anami Hochma Sisan Allah. We have another braya that says, V'lshem Yulet Gam Hu, Avi Kol B'nei Eiver, Achi Yefes HaGodol. Oh, Shem Ulza had children, and he was the brother of Yefes HaGodol. Is the charei that Yefes was a god? Yefes was a god who should be echav hava. That Yefes was taka older than Shem and Chom, and therefore I don't need the rai from my pachshid. I have rai from this pasuk that Yefes was your eye shaken the pasuk Shem Chom the Yefes because going derech chachmasa. Kundav zayin yetz legabe Avraham Avinu was also derech chachmasa. So you have no rai legabe Horan being 8 years old when he gave birth to Sarah Imen. says Yomar Elamin Olam, I have a brand new raya. Mehocha. What's the raya? Tzal ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. Now, we're only telling us three generations. Tzal ben Uri ben Chur. Who is the father of Chur? Kalev. Rashi brings it a couple of times in Chumash that Kalev was the father of Chur. And Chur was the son of Kalev together with Miriam. Anyway, says the Pasuk Siv, but Thomas Azuva, Vayikach loy Kalev es Ephras. Gemara elsewhere says that Ephras is another name for Miriam. Vatelet loy es Chur, and Gibber Thachur. So we start off therefore with Kalev, son is Chur, Chur's son is Uri, Uri's son is Betzal. How old was Betzal when he built the Mishkan together with everybody else? Bar Tleis, he was only 13 years old. How do I know? The Chassidim says in the Pasuk, Ish ish mamlachte asher heima oisir. Each one ish. Now why does it say ish? Coming to tell you the minimum of ish, which is 13 years old. So Betzal obviously was brilliant. At the age of 13, he got his bar mitzvah. He was already in charge of the whole construction of the Mishkan and all the cave. Betanya, very technical. Betanya shana rishoina, osam moisha, Mishkan. The first year when they came out of the Mitzrayim, they're now in the Midbar, the first year he built the Mishkan. Shnia Heike Mishkan, by the second year, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nissan of the second year. Oh, how come it's a Mishkan? And Mishalach Meraglim, shortly thereafter, was Shlich Meraglim, Siv, Ben Arboim Shana. Anoichi Mishalach Moshe Ever Hashem. This is Kolev speaking. This is in Yehoshua, in the Sefer Yehoshua. And Kolev saying is, at the time of the Shlichas Meraglim, I was 40 years old at the time. V'yata, and now that I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, it's 45 years later. Ben Chomish, meaning that in the times of the second year in the desert, he was already 40 years old. And now they stayed in the desert for another 38, 39 years. And then after that, he got into Eretz Yisrael. And now he's saying 5, 6 years later, I'm now 85. Okay. Is Kamahav Yilahu. How old was he at the time of the binyan of the Hakamas HaMishkan? We said Arboim Shana, because the Hakamas HaMishkan and the Shlichas Meraglim took place in the same year. So therefore, he was 40 years at the time. How do you do Arboim? Dal Arbeiser, the Hava Betzalel. Now subtract 14 years of Betzalel. Even though we said before Betzalel was only 13 years old, but the 13 years old was at the time of the building of the Mishkan, which was the first year. But the time of Hakamas HaMishkan is already the second year. So this young Betzalel is now a year older. So how old is he now? He's now 14 years old. Okay. And at the same time that he was 14 years old, his Eltezeda, his great-grandfather, who was Kalev, was already 40 years old. Ah, so if I take 40 and I subtract 14, Bashlu Esrim Ut Vishis, I'm left with 26 years. So during that 26-year period, Kalev was first able to go and father Chur. Chur was able to go and father Uri. Uri was able to go and father Betzalel. How is that possible in a 26-year period? And of course, we have to first take out Dal Tartishni, the Tlos Iburi, like we said before. You always have to have 7 months and an 8th month, etc. How many have left if we have 24 years? Each one gave birth at the age of 8 years old.
There's no women to make it less.
Exactly. If anything, right. Continuing on, Ben Veloi Bas. Zokti Moir, let's just finish off to the Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah, the Ben Tzoyer Moir, we darsh in Ben, the Loi Bas. Tanya Rabbi Shimon, Betinu Shetehei Bas, Ruil Yishu Ben Tzoyer Moir. If it wouldn't be for that Basig, I would say Kolshkin, you'll have a Bas, Tzoyer Moir. Why? Shehaku Mitzuyin Efsla Ba'aveda. What does that mean that this young girl is running around and stealing and eating a Zoyl V'soyve? If that's what a girl is doing at that age, that means she's very, very, she gets
wild.
Around.
She's wild.
She's wild. And unfortunately, that means that there are probably a bunch of boy suitors that are living with her or want to live with her, etc. Alexander Sarkosovy, if it wasn't for the fact that Torah says, Ben Vlei Bas, they would say, Kolshkein Bas. A Taylor's up Ben Vlei Bas, and therefore, Ben Tzoyer Moir only employs the boys.
Shimon is Dorish, time of the cross.
And that's what the second Torah should be here as well. Have a wonderful day, Zag.